This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Integrity, consistency, efficiency. This is the hallmark of my guest. This is the way he runs his training company. But in addition to being a tactical guru of types who will teach you how to effectively defend and de-animate any attacker that's out there, he also is quite outspoken on the political front, and he has run for various things in various times. And recently, he was upset, just like I was upset at the NRA annual meeting. So joining us for the first time in a while is Mr. Rob Pincus. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. It's great to be back on the show. It's good to bump into you in Indianapolis, and it's definitely interesting times in the firearms community.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Now, going into this, there were a lot of people, you know, there was the 76 board member election where every, you know, you had Adam Kraut, who's running, who wants to run as an outsider. Anthony Calandro was running as an outsider and all these other things. And we've got the other stuff happening with New York State, the revelations that, you know, that did you ever suspect that NRA TV was not all that in a bag of chips?
If you mean in terms of its legitimacy, I certainly, other than the exorbitant expenses and sort of overpriced production services that, you know, have been run through Acme McQueen, which everybody in the industry, I should say, really has known about for a long time, I never thought it was a front, or, you know, I never thought they were funneling money through it inappropriately, other than just overcharging and lining their pockets with the cronies,
right,
you know, that's existed forever. But, you know, it's unfortunate because I've got a lot of friends who've worked there, who do work there. I've certainly been on NRA TV a lot over the years. You know, I've worked very closely with the NRA at different times, and I'm extraordinarily disappointed in where the organization is right now.
But, I mean, you do media with Mark Walters at Armed American Radio. I'm sure you've been a guest on others. And on, like, Radio Row at SHOT Show. You know, Mark's operation is very modest because you don't need a lot of stuff to do a radio remote. Right across from him is Mike Gallagher, who is, what, top 5, top 10 nationwide. His stuff is really quite modest for what he's doing. And when NRA TV shows up, it's, you know, I just want to sit back there and go, what can I stick in my pocket and run away with and maybe get away with?
Well, I would say this. If you look at what NRA TV does and you compare it to something like Gun Talk, right, what Tom and Ryan Gresham do, they produce very high-quality content, and it's video. It's not really fair to do video and radio. You know, it is. Obviously, they need more equipment, but they do a great job of their video broadcast from various shows. They had a little studio set up, you know, in the middle of the floor at the NESGW show, and of course they do set up at SHOT Show as well. I don't think they were set up at NRA. I think they were getting some footage from the floor. But at the end of the day, yeah, NRA TV is big. I mean, I've worked with Akron McQueen on projects outside of NRA TV that they've done with other members of the industry. And, I mean, it makes the stuff that I did with Outdoor Channel or even some of the things I've done with other networks that are, you know, quote-unquote big league networks, sometimes look pretty unprofessional in comparison. But the reality is I just think they overproduce a lot of the things they do, especially considering, you know, the very, very narrow audience that they've been talking to.
Well, like, I've seen you. I've seen you upstairs in one of the, like, the press rooms or something. You can see Rob sometimes, like, at SHOT Show. He'll be out there, and he'll have a GoPro. And I guess you're doing Facebook Live with the GoPro. Is that what you're doing?
Sure. I mean, I'll do anymore. I do a lot of stuff off of, my iPhone. I mean, it's the state of the industry, or the state of the technology now certainly allows us to do a lot of things with very little money that, you know, you've been around this for a long time, too. 10 or 20 years ago, we couldn't even have dreamed of doing some of the things we can do today in terms of the production quality and the instantaneous reach that we have through social media platforms. And, of course, you know, I've got the luxury of having PDN as a controlled conduit on the internet. You've got your radio show and the broadcast relationships you have. I mean, a lot of us have invested a great deal over a long period of time in being able to reach as many people with as high a quality project as or product as we can. But at the end of the day, if I'm just trying to get a quick message out to somebody, and especially on a political nature, I don't need it to be, you know, five cameras and three directors and a smorgasbord at lunch that costs as much as the hotel room at that I would spend the whole weekend in for a class. So. You know, getting back to sort of going into the NRA show, I think, you brought up a couple interesting things. There's always the 76 seat issue, which over the years, I'd say over the last decade, six or seven of those years, it's been a contentious 76 seat fight. But there's always one hand-picked candidate. There's always one person that people who will assure you they are volunteers, they're not being paid, and they're not directly connected to the NRA are standing out there campaigning for. And they're campaigning with flyers that usually have, you know, Wayne's picture and Chris Cox's picture and all the other leadership's picture saying they endorse whoever this guy is. And we found, you know, over the last couple of years, because of trying to help Adam get on the board, we found out that, you know, one of the people that's very, very much a leader in that volunteer group is the wife of one of the very close executive assistants that works with Wayne and has worked with Wayne forever. And they, you know, she'll stand there and look at you and tell you that she absolutely is a volunteer and she's not there for any purpose other than her love of the Second Amendment, but she also happens to be very well, you know, tied into the apparatus, to the establishment. So this year, they picked Anthony Calandro, which caused a lot of people to raise an eyebrow because Anthony, as you just said, you know, postured himself or positioned himself as an outsider candidate. And, I think that at the end of the day, somebody had the NRA had to back somebody. If they had gone in with someone who wasn't well known at all against two outsider candidates that were both actively campaigning at the show, then it's a toss up. And the NRA doesn't like toss ups. So they went to Calandro. They made some kind of a deal. I don't know what that deal was, obviously, but he shook hands with them and said, yes, absolutely. And I thought Adam Kraut was very genuine. And I know Adam very well. I think he was definitely being genuine. He was very astute of him to say in public he would turn over all the support that anyone might give him and gladly endorse Calandro if Calandro would simply state publicly that he still felt that Wayne LaPierre should step down and that the relationship with Ackerman McQueen should be severed or at least dramatically changed. And Anthony would not say that and, in fact, sidestepped the question several times from several of us. And, of course, he won the seat. So status quo on the 76th seat, unfortunately.
With regard, and we got about a minute before we go to break, but I'm just going to set you up for the next one because Rob can only stay with us through the next segment. With regards to the unanimous voting, that took me completely by surprise. It had occurred to me, and it occurs to me now, who was the executive vice president before Wayne LaPierre, back when I was in high school? Who was that guy? I'd love to know who that was, and or did that just become a position when Wayne decided to make it one so many years ago? And the other question has to do with the unanimous voting of this, because a lot of people like Alan West has put out a statement. I know a few other board members who have put out some statements, but they can't really even tell. There's no transparency there.
Right.
And we do know
a few things about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you expound on them when we get done. You can find Mr. Pincus and his training program at icetraining.us. One of the best trainers in the business. He travels 300 days a year. If you're not going to him, he's probably coming to you. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And speaking of rifles, my next guest, Rob Pincus, didn't you have a collab come out on a rifle? Rob?
We sure did. Yeah, sorry, I was coming off mute. Didn't want to speak over you at the intro there.
Yes,
we did. We just did a collaboration with POF, Patriot Ordnance Factory, out of Arizona. Frank and Tony, John, the rest of his team out there. They've just been great to work with over the last, about a year and a half. We're now into our second year of them sponsoring the Personal Events Network training tour. The rifles are tanks. They've made some obviously great 308 rifles and big bore piston type guns. And then they got into the 5.56 game, and they came out with their piston driven guns and then direct impingement, the gas guns. And last year, the Renegade Plus was the gun that I took out on the tour with me as my demo gun. I fell in love with it. We talked last fall about possibly doing a special edition this year for the tour, and they released what they're calling their Wonder Rifle, which is a lighter weight forged receiver. And basically what we did was I took the top end of their Wonder Rifle and the bottom end of the Renegade Plus, which is the machined lower with all their ambidextrous features, put them together with some good Mission First furniture, Mission First Tactical that I like, the grip, of course, their new upgraded magazine and their minimalist stock, and put out a fully featured rifle that I think is kind of a combination of the best things that POF has to offer at a fair price. So we made 50 of them, and I know we've already sold a bunch of them. We announced it officially at the NRA convention, and they'll probably sell out by the end of the tour. And now that's going to be my demo rifle for the rest of the tour as I travel around the country teaching classes for the next few months. So that was kind of a cool side project to do with them.
Well, one day I'm gonna have to get you back pretty soon, because I know you've done several DIY type guns where you look at something and you say, what if that had a shorter grip? What if that had a longer slide? What if it, you know? And I'd like to talk about those, just because you know, that's where innovation begins. But
yeah, and you know, and obviously everybody knows I'm trying to bring the Avidity Arms PD-10 to market. We announced that project several years ago. We're still working through making the leap from production to manufacturing as a startup, small, you know, American company with using a lot of different vendors and some great input, and that gun will eventually make it to market. And I'm going to be really proud of that. That's the first time that someone from the instructor side of the industry has really started from scratch and brought a gun to market. But in the meantime, it's great to work with an awesome company like POS, and certainly I've done those kinds of things before. And I'm sure I'll continue to do them as long as companies, quality companies, want to work with me on those special projects. You know, at the end of the day, it's essentially a collection of their parts and their ideas and their pieces painted gray with my logo on it, and me sort of saying, this is the way I would build a gun if you were looking at POF's catalog and wondering how to put it all together. But the PD-10 is really going to be something different. So I think it'd be great to spend some time away from the politics and just talk about guns as gun guys.
Well, I mean, I've seen politics. Yeah, today politics. So we have about 4.5 minutes. So I'm going to give that to you. I know there were some things you wanted to bring out about the process that they just went through. So please, sir, take it away.
Yeah, you know, a couple of things. Everybody should definitely go to my YouTube channel. Just look at Rob Pincus or IT Training on YouTube. You're going to find three videos that I really think tell the story. You'll see my essentially 1 minute statement to the officers and to the assembled board members at the members meeting, explaining that I think there's a great number of members of the NRA, as well as American gun owners who are not currently members of the NRA, who want some more transparency, want to have a frank discussion about concerns, potential problems inside of the leadership, and certainly problems with the strategy that's developed over the last 10 to 20 years of simply talking only to the, you know, sort of Christian conservative American gun owner, as opposed to all gun owners, which I know it's harder to get a return on your investment as far as fundraising goes, but that's how you lobby. That's how you raise awareness, is by changing that strategy to appeal to more than just a narrow demographic. I think that the reason that I gave that speech really was the opportunity to remind the board of directors and the officers that it's the members' organization. It's not you know, their organization to just do it as they please. So Josh Prince and Adam Kraut and Frank Tate, several other people, took to the platforms and spoke up pretty boldly. I think everyone, in the face of a lot of angst and a lot of oppression from past presidents and board members who, oddly, were the ones talking about secrecy and control. And that's a big deal. So when we see, like, the article that came out in The New Yorker just before the convention started, and when we see an article that just before I went on the air with you, there's been a leak from the supposedly closed-door executive session board meeting where the Wall Street Journal has just published some information about an accusation against Wayne LaPierre for exorbitant and not well-documented travel expenses that have been run through Ackerman Queen, almost $250,000 last year. And that's a leak that came out of that board meeting. So going back to the board meeting, you know, that first headline was unanimous vote for Wayne LaPierre and the other officers. And the way that's been explained, and a couple of board members have made public statements, many board members have made public statements, the way it's been explained is basically there's only one person on the ballot and they don't do a roll call vote, then, and no one opposes those people who are running, then the headline, while it's disingenuous, the headline of it's a unanimous vote certainly can be construed to be in some version of what is the word is true. The other thing that can happen is there could very well have been a resolution passed inside of the executive session under parliamentary procedure where the agreement was to report the results of the election as unanimous. So regardless of how it happened, it's a little disingenuous because if you think there's 76 board members that all raised their hand in favor of that panel of officers, that's definitely not what happened. I think this now has gone so far beyond, you know, any one person. Wayne LaPierre certainly is the lightning rod here. But the problems that we have at the NRA right now are systemic. They're institutional. They're much bigger than any one person. And it really is an organization that's in desperate need of a reboot. And the good news is there are many, many people inside of the NRA, inside of the board of directors, and believe it or not, even inside of Ackerman McQueen, that would love to see that this get a lot more transparent and get talked about a lot more. And I'm very proud of all the NRA members and NRA staffers and former NRA staffers who are now publicly speaking out in social media. If anything we did on Saturday inspired other people to speak up and voice their opinions or ask questions, even if they're not aligned specifically with what I would believe, I think that's what we need. We need more discourse. We need more discussion. We need more debate. We need less oppression, less being told that we don't need to know, because every day the NRA has less and less trust from the American gunner.
Right. So Mr. Pincus proves it. People that shave their head are smarter and know how to talk better.
Well, or at least know how to filibuster that 4.5 minutes, right?
That's right. Hey, you know, he and I have the same barber. He's got a better jawline, but that's okay. He's younger too. So I'm going to circle back to you because I want to have you back on to talk guns because you've done some crazy stuff with some handguns in the past, just designed out of carry. Thank you for coming on with me tonight.
You got it, Bill. Thanks for the opportunity. I'm sorry I couldn't stay longer, but we'll do it again soon.
IceTraining.us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nazibullah Zazi, the man convicted of plotting to blow up the New York City subway system, will be released from prison after being sentenced to time served. His attorney, William Stamper, says he's a changed man.
Mr. Zazi, who I met a long time ago, almost 10 years ago, who was a young, young man, has changed dramatically. And I've witnessed that transformation over the past approximate 10 years.
Baltimore Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh is resigning. Her lawyer, Stephen Silverman, read a brief statement from Pugh, which said she is stepping down in the best interest of the people and the government.
I am sorry for the harm that I have caused to the image of the city of Baltimore and the credibility of the office of the mayor.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Bill Proof Project made a believer out of me. I want to build another gun. I spoke with Jeff at Aero Precision in Indianapolis, and he wants me to build another gun. We're just waiting on some things to be done, and then there will be another project a-coming. In the meantime, if you're looking to upgrade your AR-15 or your Glock, I mean, we need to do something about the Glocks, I guess. That means I'd have to get one. Anyway, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I actually own a couple of Glocks, but far from my favorite gun. This month, Colorado became the 15th state to enact a red flag law that authorizes court orders forbidding gun possession by people deemed a threat to themselves or others. Even though they leave them on the street, they take their guns and leave them there. The new law, which has drawn strong criticism from Second Amendment advocates, including some county sheriffs, illustrates that, you know, the civil liberties concerns raised by such attempts to identify and disarm people prone to suicide or homicide prior to them doing anything. Colorado's Deputy Zachariah Parrish III Violence Prevention Act, which takes effect next year, is named for a 29-year-old Douglas County Sheriff's deputy who was killed in 2017 by a 36-year-old veteran with a history of psychological problems. The law allows a long list of people, including law enforcement officers, current or former household members, and people related by blood, marriage, or adoption, to seek temporary extreme risk protection orders, the ERPO, against someone they believe poses a significant risk of causing personal risk to self or others in the near future. The standard of proof at this stage, when the respondent does not have an opportunity to respond, is a preponderance of the evidence, meaning he is more likely than not to pose a significant risk. Depending, of course, on what counts as a significant risk, the probability that the subject of a temporary order actually would have used a gun to hurt himself or someone else may be quite low. 10% is significant, for example, that probability might be around 5%. 51% times 5%. Or 10%, rather. So even if judges are weighing the evidence with such precision, they will be taking away the Second Amendment rights of people who almost certainly would not have committed suicide or murder. And here we come to what Dean Weingarten refers to as the bureaucratic liability, because the judges, once this is brought to them, are going to err on the side of what they take to be caution, because they don't want to be found liable if this person does turn out to be a madman killer or something. But when the only evidence comes from someone who believes the respondent poses a threat, judges will rarely, if ever, decline to issue a temporary ERPO. The possible downside of rejecting a petition, the death of the respondent or someone else, will weigh heavily on the judge's mind, especially in the era of bureaucratic liability. While the temporary deprivation of the subject's constitutional rights will seem trivial by comparison. Here we enter into the land that I don't want to go. Because a temporary ERPO lasts up to 14 days, at which point the judge has to schedule a hearing where the respondent finally has a chance to challenge the claims against him. The respondent has a right to a court-appointed attorney if he can't afford legal representation, or would rather not pay for it. If he does not show up at the hearing, the court can issue an ERPO without any adversarial process. This is where we have to pretend that we're not who we are. These can be issued for harsh language. These can be issued for, you know, how many people have been out there working on the car and you bust your knuckles with a wrench and you come up cussing and you slam the hood on the car and you throw a couple of things, maybe you throw your socket, and you're mad because you busted your knuckles. You knew you were going to bust your knuckles. You didn't want to work on the car in the first place, but it has to be done, and you bust your knuckles. This is the kind of thing that somebody that is a blood relative, or you adopted them, or you married them, or they married into it, whatever, whoever, it doesn't matter. They can say that you look like you pose a significant risk to yourself or to others. Now, if, you know, to obtain an ERPO at this stage, the petitioner must present clear and convincing evidence that the respondent poses a significant risk. And unlike with a temporary ex parte order, the risk need not be in the near future. And the judge may consider any relevant evidence, including but not limited to recent threats or acts of violence, violations of civil protective orders, violations of previous ERPOs, criminal convictions involving violence or cruelty to animals, unlawful or reckless use of firearms, a history of stalking, drug or alcohol abuse, recent acquisition of a firearm, that's a bad thing, a job requiring the respondent to carry a firearm, another bad thing, and any available mental health evaluation or chemical dependency evaluation. Some of these factors are clearly relevant. Others, like the illegal drug use or the purchase of a firearm, may have little or nothing to do with the question of whether the subject poses a significant threat to himself or others. But the judge is authorized to consider literally anything. The judge issues an ERPO. It then lasts for 364 days, unless the subject seeks early termination and shows by clear and convincing evidence that he does not pose a significant threat. So once again, we have to go into this game. And a lot of money spent. And this is where we come to the part where the judge says, you know, the guilty until proven innocent part. That no longer matters. Because with an ERPO, the burden of proof is not on the petitioner, which is the accuser, as in every other legal case, but instead is placed on the respondent, which is the defendant, to prove that the accusations are wrong. When they take the guns from the respondent, he hasn't committed a crime. We're just worried about him. We're worried about his tendencies or his emotional outbursts. So, and what if a person is in really great, really truly in great stress at that point? What if it's real? What if it's a real thing? And then you have this aggressive approach, which creates even greater stress, possibly resulting in a violent overreaction. When police seize guns, it happens with no warning or ability to defend themselves against the charges. And if you live in a state where they have these, this may be the time to be thinking to yourself, and I've been asking this question to a few people, because I believe in states where they have the ERPO, you now have a greater chance of having an ERPO served against you than you do of using your weapon in self-defense. So at what point, you know, everybody's got an ex-girlfriend or a former roommate or in-laws or second cousins. And in these states, they are all empowered to seek ERPOs. And the process is rigged against the respondent to begin with. Once this is, the ex parte is issued, there's going to be a bias in favor of extending it and against terminating it early, since the respondent already has been deemed a threat. So this is something that will be wrestled with at some point sooner or later. We've already had one person killed who did not commit a crime, except he resisted the red flag order. The time to resist the red flag orders is before they become law. Once they become law, then we got to do something else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to make my pops water talks and all the wisdom we share.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I know later, earlier today, they have come to the conclusion in Florida, let teachers, the volunteering teachers, to be armed in school. That's a great thing. But not too recently, there was arguments going on in the Florida legislature about why school staff shouldn't be armed or should be disarmed. You're listening to it. You're listening to the arguments. And if you were Yoda, you would say, the stupid is strong with them. I would speak like Yoda, but I can't. So legislators sometimes need common sense, even if we have to give it to them in a real hard way. But the arguments were something like this. We should protect our students with plastic no-gun signs, since you can't prove that a teacher won't go crazy and shoot people. like the plastic sign would keep the teacher from bringing the gun to go, you know, they're going crazy, so they're going to shoot people, so the sign is going to keep that from happening. Then there's any gun in school could go off, so we can't guarantee the safety of students and staff. Guns go off because the trigger is pulled. If the trigger is not pulled, they will not go off. If the trigger is in a holster that has a trigger guard on it that, you know, covers the trigger guard, you know, to where there nothing could get in the trigger guard, gun will not go off. Gun only goes off when trigger pulled. Pretty simple stuff. Then we go to the craziness. Teachers are not trained Navy SEALs, so they shouldn't be allowed to have guns around our children. Being a Navy SEAL means you speak a bunch of languages and you know first aid that rivals that of, say, a surgeon, and you know, a bunch of other skill sets and everything, and you may have an edge when it comes to tactics and understanding, because you're so much more, you know, it's a very highly intelligent operator to make it to a Navy SEAL. But a Navy SEAL doesn't handle a weapon any different from a cook in basic training. Okay? We pull it up, stick the sights on it, pull the trigger. So the Navy SEAL standard is a silly one. But then, hey, they also point out it's too expensive to hire Navy SEALs to protect our children, so let's do nothing. And besides, we shouldn't allow Navy SEALs in our schools because they have guns, and they might go crazy and the guns might go off. So in short, the reason that we should leave our children unprotected is that improbable things will happen, and bad solutions are worse than what we have now. That means we should leave our children at risk or do something irrelevant that the politicians want to do anyway. These are false choices. The choice here isn't between a perfect solution or giving every teacher a gun. And perfection is never going to be an option. We can seek it. We can try to be the best we can be. But that's about it. So the choice isn't between replacing every teacher with combat veterans in armor or hiding between plastic signs. There is a middle ground there. Yes. All of these false alternatives were being offered up. Ignore real world experience. Protecting students is not something that could be done. It's something that's done every day in the United States, in dozens of states. And there's thousands of armed school staff going to school every day. They bring their gun and their medical kit with them to work the same way they carry them as they go shopping and go out to dinner. You don't see the armed defenders around you, so you assume they don't exist. Oh, but they do. The police say they can't get to the violence in time to stop the murders. So what are we going to do to save lives until the police arrive? And we face a simple choice. We can be Korean, you know, rooftop Koreans. Yeah. The next time, and we have a simple choice. The next time a murderer comes to a school, do we want trained school staff or at the scene to be armed or disarmed? This is not a matter of self-defense either. This is a matter of psychology. We have problems recognizing violence, and Dr. William April described our problem this way. To properly plan for violence, you must first admit and accept that the world is not as it ought to be. And you have to realize three things. Criminal violence does exist, and we may encounter it. There are no timeouts. And life is a come-as-you-are event. So if you own a bunch of guns in their home and you go to an event and there's something that pops up and you have guns but you didn't bring one with you, that you have come as you are. Recognizing evil is easy to say, but it is psychologically quite difficult. And the sad fact is that some people would rather look the other way and let our kids get killed than admit that some people are violent. And some of these people would let this happen just in the hope of political opportunity. And these idealists do more than put themselves at risk. They put us all at risk if they force us to adopt their blindness. So, with the Florida legislators, hopefully they recognize the imperfect reality. Politicians do play political games. But there has to be a point where we say we have to come up with a solution here because we're not going to allow our children to be killed at school. We need to actually apply enough political pressure on all legislators to allow there to be a semblance of the same security that they protect themselves with. That should be everywhere. By the way, Florida legislators can bring their guns to work. If an armed defense is good enough for the legislators, then it's good enough to protect our children, isn't it? Where we look at things and see, I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard the arguments too. I've talked to people about carrying guns in churches, in schools, at concerts, in sporting events, all these other things. All of these events where you go, in some places they do have adequate security. However, the attacker is always going to have a advantage because they know what they're about to do. They know how they're about to do it. They're looking at the people going to defend them and they're taking a position against them. So the apparent defenders are easy to spot. They're easy to target and they're going to be the first ones to go. There will be some that manage to stay in the fight, but you know, how long will they manage to stay in the fight? Allowing armed people in these places where you wouldn't normally see armed people has the same effect of hardening the target. 60% of the time when a rampage killer is stopped by the would-be victims, they are disarmed. They have no weapon at all, and they still stop him. Imagine what happens if a rampage killing starts and a whole bunch of defenders pop up. Imagine what happens if the inevitable happens here in the United States when we have the multiple person attack happen, where we have a, you know, actual fire maneuver being practiced against us out somewhere in a pre-coordinated attack. It's going to take more than security guards to fight that because they're going to be the first to go. They'll be the targeted ones. Because they'll be apparent. We'll be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.